If you saw in this morning's Torah portion, God, it's where God says, first of all, that I will give you manna, which according to the rabbis tasted like what? Whatever you wanted. Right. Manna was the all-purpose food. Whatever you wanted it to taste like, that's what it tasted like. And also, in addition to that, there are bitter waters, mara, which means bitter. And when Moshe complains to God, God tells him to throw wood into the water and it will become sweet. So you've got food that tastes like whatever you want. You have sweet water. You have, according to the holiday of Sukkot, a cloud covering that follows the Israelites in the wilderness. In other words, all of their human needs are taken care of. It is, of course, the nature of our people and our tradition to ask questions even about things that seem fine. You would think we would say, good, so let it alone. All their needs are taken care of. But no, that's not how we feel about it. So the Beltzer Rebbe asked the following question. He said, if it's true that all the needs of the Israelites were taken care of, then they have a serious problem. Because the most important mitzvah is tzedakah, is helping others. How are you supposed to give tzedakah to a people whose needs are entirely taken care of? And could it be possible that God would create a situation in which Jews could not give tzedakah? And this bothers him. It may not have bothered you. It may not have occurred to you. But it bothers the Beltzer Rebbe, and he comes up with a beautiful answer. He said, you know, the manna could taste like whatever you imagined. But people have different imaginations. So what did they share with each other? They shared their imaginations. Can you imagine a food that would be a little bit sweet but a little bit sour, almost like this which we ate in Egypt? And he said, people usually think that tzedakah, that charity consists of giving material goods, but it can also consist of giving your imagination, your creativity, your stories, your words. All those things can be tzedakah too. So without diminishing at all, especially in our world where material needs are severe and constant, without diminishing the need to give material things, we should also consider that sometimes tzedakah can be helping somebody out with a word, with an idea, with a story, with your imagination. So even from the story of plenty, our tradition derives a lesson of giving. A beautiful idea on this Shabbat, when we celebrate, after all, as we will in a while, the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, who shared his imagination and his vision with a nation. Let's bring everybody in as we turn to page...